Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of a guy that could probably do his NFL Network stuff out of his basement.
By the way, he's been all over it.
I've been enjoying
Andrew's coverage on the NFL Network.
And to think it all started with a coin flip just 2 weeks ago, and now he's got to do everything. Our good friend Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone channel joins us on the hotline. Andrew, how are you?
Good morning. It's not yet afternoon, guys. I am lobbying, much like Ian Rappaport or Mike Garofolo or others, get a camera at my house. So I can do this show in my basement.
You are friends with Chris Rose, right? Chris was on with us yesterday.
Yes.
He does intentional talk from his basement.
No, Chris has like a full interactive TV studio. It's kind of like visiting like Disney World.
That's unbelievable. I have a mini studio in my basement that I used yesterday for the first time. I was on Stadium. Mm. Have you ever heard of Stadium?
No.
No.
Yeah, I have a little studio in my basement too.
I have a pool table. I don't have a.
Good for you.
Yeah. This is the most inside baseball nonsense talk ever.
Oh, that's good for us.
So we have a press conference today for the new guys who came in a trade. And we have chatted with you since then. The Browns making the big splash on Friday. And you and I have both been behind the let's see what DeShone Kizer becomes. They've decided not to do that in Cleveland. And I don't mind Tyrod for a year or so, and I get that. But I would have just as soon, rather than give up a third-round pick and $16 million in cap space, Andrew, I would have been just fine with Kizer starting at quarterback. That said, I love the Landry move, and I do think Tyrod is more ready to win this year than Kizer would have been.
Oh, he's far, 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 far better positioned to win than Kizer was. And listen, I like DeShone Kizer. I do think he has a future in this league. And I actually do think for DeShone, it's actually positive that he gets to sit behind Aaron Rodgers, and I think he comes out better for all of this whenever he does get back on the field. I think Tyrod's wearing a really nice suit today. If you guys will see that. It's a beautiful, nice silver suit. He came, according to a photo the Browns tweeted out of the locker room, he came well-dressed today. He looks like a leader. People like Tyrod, and you talk to anyone who played with him in Buffalo, he's a leader, classy, he's an adult, he's mature. Here are the other things, too. He doesn't turn the ball over. So as good as DeShone Kizer was getting the ball to midfield and getting the ball inside the red zone, we all know how bad he was as a young player without a lot of help in the red zone, turning the ball over. That's not what Tyrod does. You need a bridge quarterback. He is expensive, but he is the perfect bridge quarterback. Now, he's going to hate that word. With that phrase, bridge quarterback, I'm sure he's going to be asked about it today. He doesn't want to be that guy. The Bills didn't see him as a long-term future. They're going to go all in and try to get a quarterback, maybe even jump up ahead of fourth where the Browns are picking and try to get that guy. I like Tyrod, and they are a far better team today than they were when last we spoke. The only thing I would say about the deal is 65. I hate giving up 65, the first pick in the third round.
Yep, me too. I think they could have held out and got him for less. Andrew, would you agree?
We've had folks from Buffalo calling us saying we could have got him for a fifth rounder.
I don't know how those negotiations went. It's very easy for us to say. You don't know if, for example, there was another team in it, whomever that team could have been, whether it's Denver, although I think they've had their eyes on Case Keenum for a while, whether it's Arizona. We reported yesterday on the network that before they spent $20 million on Sam Bradford, they made a call to the Eagles for Nick Foles, they being the Cardinals. We don't know, honestly. That story has yet to truly be told. I would have loved to have given up something less expensive than 65 for what you assume will be a one-year thing.
Yep.
Andrew, you used a word that I've used several times in doing interviews across the country last couple days. Adult. And you said that about Tyrod Taylor. I've been saying that about the Browns in general, it feels like there are adults making decisions. It feels like they're making football-type decisions. I have more faith in the Browns now than I've had in a long time because of the front office. And so I sit here and I say adult, just like you did 30 seconds ago. And to me, I kind of think that that's a great feeling about the team that you root for every Sunday.
I also just like John Dorsey being aggressive here, having a plan and going after it. And listen, I'm not here to throw dirt on Sashi Brown and everything that happened in the past administration, but we all know that the A.J. McCarron deal was not the only deal that got to the two-yard line and they were unable to push the ball across the goal line. Horrible football analogy, but you get my point. They came so close so many times to other deals that simply did not get done. By the way, some of them probably for the better, not for the worse. I just like the fact that John Dorsey last Friday went out and said, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to make moves. By the way, compare them to the Rams as well. Rams weren't resting on their laurels. Granted, they were 11-5 and a division winner. But let's compare them to the team here in Los Angeles. They went out and made moves. They were aggressive. Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters, among others, trading Ogletree, trading Quinn. They were aggressive, and that's what John Dorsey did. He was aggressive, and I think it also set the tone, and it set up sending a good message for free agency. Now, did they make the huge splash that maybe some wanted to in free agency? Did they get Nate Solder, or did they get, you know, whomever? No. But they are a profoundly better team than they were a week ago. Now, winning in March is one thing. Winning in September is another.
So what do you do now as you move forward here? You have your draft picks. Is there anybody else, anything you think they should do in free agency before they get to the draft, Andrew? Because I think they've done a nice job of filling in some spots with some veteran players that will help build the depth on the team, which to me is what free agency is about, unless you get really lucky, you know, and get one of the top two or three guys. Other than that, free agency to me is fill some holes and then really get hot in the draft.
I don't know if the plan is to move Demarius Randle to safety, if Tyrann Mathieu is the right fit, nor if they want to spend that money. But I love that guy as a person and as a player. I mean, that would be the splashiest move of them all. I don't think Ndamukong Suh makes sense. I understand that some people want them to add another wide receiver. You can never have too many wide receivers. I, for one, am a Corey Coleman fan. I know when I tweeted last week that Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman, that's not a bad little wide receiver room. I had a bunch of people fighting back with me about Corey Coleman. I still think the guy has a future. You can never have too many offensive linemen. I like the Carlos Hyde move, although I don't in any way think it takes them out of the Saquon Barkley business. I grind and grind and grind for the draft because we are under 50 days away and it'll get here fast, believe me.
All right, so you say Saquon Barkley business. And the big question was, when they brought Carlos Hyde in, does that change? Now, you say it's not going to. How do you see the Browns viewing Saquon Barkley right now?
I don't know how they view him, but I do know that everyone else loves him, so I can't imagine their opinion is much different. I still think they're going to quarterback for one because quarterback makes the most organizational sense. That's not taken away from Barkley, but, you know, $7.5 million is worth Jerick McKinnon is going to average on his new deal. Now, really, it's not $7.5 million a year. It's more like 12 guaranteed. It's a shorter term deal. But running backs don't get paid, guys, because they go find new ones. Now, Saquon Barkley's special. Maybe he'd be like a long term. I'm not saying they're the same player, but LeSean McCoy is still now 30 and making $10 million. Maybe he's going to be one of those guys. Maybe he is a generational talent, as everyone believes. But in terms of your organization, it makes more sense to pick a quarterback who you think will be there 10 years than a running back who will be there 5. It's just a better business decision. I go quarterback at 1, and I pray that he is there at 4. I pray that maybe the Giants go quarterback or somebody trades up to 3 with the Colts, and they also go quarterback, or maybe the Giants go Quentin Nelson, and Barkley gets there at 4. But worst-case scenario, you go quarterback at 1, DB, Minka Fitzpatrick or Quentin Nelson is there at five, or somebody that you love there at five somehow. And then you just keep drafting good football players. And if you need to take a running back of a third, the fourth, the fifth, granted I know they've traded some of those picks, then go take a running back there.
Andrew, Le'Veon Bell is an interesting situation to me right now. Made a lot of money last year. He wants a long-term deal, says he's not going to show up, you know, until he gets one, but he will play, you know, show up for week one. Does he play in Pittsburgh next year, or do the Steelers decide just what you said, we'll just go get another one, and does he become available?
No, I don't think he does. I don't think there's any way he's out of the building. I think he plays on a one-year deal if they have to. That's why the franchise tag is there. And worst comes to worst, and listen, I want guys to get paid and get their long-term contracts. I am all for that. Worst comes to worst, and he signs on a franchise tender and ends up making $27, $28 million over 2 years. Worst comes to worst. But the Steelers aren't letting him out the door. I do not think this is Dave Gettleman telling Norman to go jump in a lake and point the franchise tag.
Andrew, we've got about a minute and a half left here. Just your thoughts on Joe Thomas retiring and what he means to the game, what he meant to Cleveland, what he means to the Browns.
It's sad, but it's sad he never won. I still have fond memories of 2007 of the 10-win team and blowing it week 16 in Cincinnati and the bad weather throwing it 50 times a game. And to think that was his best season as a rookie. Is disheartening, but he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He can be in the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster one of these days as well. To listen to him with Andrew Hawkins yesterday run down the list of injuries and how difficult it has been to get back on the field week in, week out, the last year or two, you're happy for him. I am that he is able to say, I'm good, I'm done, I'm happy. My head still functions well. I'm just going to go home. And you know what? He's going to be great in whatever he chooses to do. He already is. You listen to that podcast.
Andrew, thank you. We always appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll watch you on NFL Network. You've been doing a great job
over
the last couple of days here.
Great
so
work.
Thank you,
thank
Andrew.
Thank you, guys. 5 o'clock today. See you then.
All right, we'll see you then.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.